It's 21 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on today, this the 9th of December in the Lord's year of 2009. Spike Mountjoy joins us from the underground bunker of the Scoop offices in Wellington. Good afternoon, Spike.
Paul, good afternoon.
How's the underground bunker?
It's good. We're hiding.
Secret.
From the weather.
Secret. Yeah. Now, what's this? You just told me off air the government went and broke the law. That sounds like a scandal waiting to happen.
Scandal? Well, according to Pete Hodgson, they've broken some obscure law. Some of the ministers have anyway. One of the perks that ministers get are self-driven cars. Like, have you seen Knight Rider?
I have.
Yeah, it's
nothing
like that. Yeah.
Them up on your wristwatch.
Yeah, and the car drives around itself. This is an alternative to chauffeur-driven cars. So,
it's not really like that.
No, it's not really like
that. What does this mean, that
they drive themselves as opposed to their chauffeur?
That's such a letdown.
I know. So this story's really not got the legs I thought it did. A bunch of ministers, most notably English.
Double-dipped in English.
Double-dipped in, yeah, Blinglish, as some people call them.
I like that. That's good.
Have been driving. Jumping back a bit, when Helen Clark came into office, she changed the rules. Previously, ministers had a self-driven car in their electorate and in Wellington, if they wanted.
Okay.
So she said, no, you can. There's only one per minister, and it remains in your electorate. So, as far as I'm aware, that's how they rolled during the Labour administration, and then
literally.
Yeah, I've got some more great driving puns.
Okay, good.
and then it seems that in the first part of the administration, this government, English and a bunch of other ministers have been driving their self-driven cars around Wellington, even though they were supposed to remain in the electorate.
And is that a law that they've actually broken?
Well, apparently there's some...
Or just a rule.
1979... Civil something or other act, but this is a fine opportunity for Pete Hodgson to keep on hitting the finance minister over the head in the House, basically. There's some obscure law that apparently they broke, but anyway...
This has the potential to backfire on Pete Hodgson, though, for being, you know, a nitpicker.
Petty.
Petty.
I think it'll probably just slip into obscurity. Key changed the rules in May, so
there was a short time where they were doing it, where they weren't supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know whether Labour ministers were doing it. I think that Brownlee probably would have brought that up in the House yesterday if they had been. But
it's the end of the year, eh? They got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah,
everyone's off to Copenhagen.
How can we bring up Dipton again? Oh yeah.
Yeah, right.
Great cars. Yeah. Oh, and Key said that it implied that the Clark government had changed the rules after Ruth Dyson got busted drink driving. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm,
but she was driving her own car at the time, and plus the rule was changed 3 years earlier, so he was a bit off the mark there.
Yeah, I mean, this coupled with the whole Honne wasn't wearing a helmet thing, it's just like, don't you have other things to do?
Waste of time. Well, segueing from one distraction to another.
Okay.
The Trans-Tasman Political Newsletter put out their roll call of MP performances.
What?
During the year.
Okay, yep, they do this every year, don't they?
They do,
yeah. They rank our, is it ministers or just members?
The whole
parliament.
120 of them, yeah.
And is this done by Australians or New Zealanders?
No, New Zealanders.
Okay.
The Trans-Tasman Political Newsletter and the stable of little publications that's part of kind of subscriber only, mostly all the rest of it, the publications are subscriber only and targeted at quite a kind of small business political sort of insider audience.
And once a year people go, who's that again? And
then they have a list of who's great. And
so did anyone get a perfect 10?
The closest to perfect 10 was Lockwood Smith, going from 4.5 last year, the their hands are really small and good for fruit picking.
That's right.
Forgot about that, eh?
Yeah.
To 9.25 for his stellar roller speaker, apparently.
I detect a note of disagreeance in your voice there, Spike.
Oh, he's done pretty good as speaker. I mean, I had a flick through the last 5 or 6 years of these roll calls, and it seems that the Nats do consistently better than Labour, and I don't know if that reflects their performance or reflects the political position of the people who write the roll call.
Mm. But, well, anything like this is kind of going to have a skew to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every time you start ranking politicians, you're sort of flying your own colours a little bit.
Absolutely. There was some interesting little bits of information, like apparently David Bennett gets bullied on committees. I didn't know about that.
Who's David Bennett?
Oh, he's a National MP, kind of reasonable newbie.
Little David.
But the National front bench, Key got second place, 9. Ryle, Brownlee and English all got 8. It was pretty unequal. They outstripped Labour by a massive amount. But Hone Hardaweta came in for some pretty harsh criticism.
Oh, yes.
Appalling behaviour, a disgrace, 0 out of 10.
0 out of 10.
Yeah, but yet the Mighty
I
Party...
wonder how he'd respond to that.
Yeah, well,
which finger would be,
expletive
would be
perhaps.
Used. Yeah.
But the Dim Post, have you ever seen the Dim Post?
I do, I like the Dim Post.
Yeah, he's done his own take on it over there, and he's got Hone Hardaweta. Went on a junket to Paris, wrote offensive email, looks members of the white race in the eye instead of respectfully lowering his gaze. 0 out of 10. good one for Murray McCulley. Murray McCulley shook my hand at a public meeting a few weeks ago and now it burns when I pee. 3.5 out of 10.
Oh, yes, childish behaviour. Mm. I do like it. I do like it. So when, hey Spike, when's it all wrap up in Parliament for the year?
Oh, they've got the rest of this week.
And that's it? And it's off to the batch?
I think. Not for the
raft of people who are off to Copenhagen, I imagine, though.
No, and, I mean, you know, it seems a bit of a crime that we're talking about this trivia when, you know, the developed and developing worlds are slugging it out over the future of the planet. But if your listeners are getting frustrated with the lack of progress there, then next week there's the National Climate Camp. Have you heard about it?
I've heard about the one in the UK, but I didn't know that there was one here.
Yeah, no, they're doing one in New Zealand starting next week. Team up, get trained, take action. It's a very kind of activist-focused thing.
Are you going?
In Wellington. I might go and cover it over the weekend, yep. But it looks like it'll be, if people are sick of watching other people do nothing, it's an opportunity to get engaged.
Climate camp, huh?
Mm.
Good idea. Well, maybe we'll hear how it went.
Yeah, I suspect they'll be making news somehow.
Good one. Well, actually, I think we've only got one more counterclockwise for the year next week.
Oh, is that the last one?
Yeah, the last one.
It's been a pleasure. 2009,
yes, hasn't it?
Be Mr. Hood next week, I suspect.
Okay, we'll take a look back over the year. Maybe with both of yous.
Oh, yeah, we could, like, when you
something.
Called your grandparents, do that, two people on the phone thing.
Yeah, sounds good. Cool. Hey, thanks very much, Spike.
Okay, Paul.
Talk to you soon.
Cheers, mate. See ya.